It may clear another hurdle this morning. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The bipartisan gun control compromise, a procedural vote could advance it to possible final approval tomorrow. Fox's Aisha Hosni is at the Capitol.
The $15 billion fully paid for package invests in school safety and mental health services, enhances background checks for gun buyers aged 18 to 21, sends millions to states with red flag laws, which allows authorities to temporarily remove firearms from those who may be at risk to themselves or others, as long as they provide due process.
Now, some Republicans have a problem with that. Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox.
Those red flag laws provide an opportunity to disarm law-abiding citizens in many states with a very low standard of proof.
In Uvalde, Texas, nearly a month after the school massacre, school police chief Peter Arredondo has been put on administrative leave over law enforcement response. It took over an hour to kill the gunman despite officers outside the classroom walls the whole time. House Democrats hold another hearing today in their investigation into last year's Capitol riot, focused on then-President Trump's pressure on the Justice Department.
The witness list is expected to include several key figures in the DOJ during the Trump administration, including former acting Deputy Attorney General Richard Donahue, who were reportedly pressured to go along with a plan to declare the election corrupt.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The FAA will investigate why a sightseeing tour helicopter crashed and burned up near a West Virginia highway in Logan County, killing all six people on board. Oil company executives go to the Energy Department for a meeting the day after President Biden urged them to lower gas prices.
This is a time of war, global peril, Ukraine. These are not normal times.
The president's also calling on Congress to suspend the federal gasoline tax to save us 18 cents a gallon, but it may not pass. Lawmakers on both sides have called it a gimmick. Gas is down for a ninth day in a row, another penny. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Parents across America are getting their babies and toddlers and other young kids jabbed after the COVID vaccines were approved for the age group, but some Tennessee lawmakers are wary.
Top Republican House leaders have sent a letter to GOP Governor Bill Lee expressing concern surrounding the vaccine for kids under five. They want Lee to halt the promotion, recommendation, and distribution of the vaccine for the youngest children. They say the COVID-19 emergency has long since passed in Tennessee. The Republican-controlled General Assembly has already passed a bill banning vaccine requirements. Shots for the youngest children in the U.S. became available this week after federal approval. Regulators insist they're safe. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
There was a slight drop in first-time unemployment claims last week, down to 229,000 on Wall Street. Stock futures are rising. This is the anniversary of a law that changed the sports world 50 years ago.
The landmark legislation that banned sex discrimination in federally funded education programs, known as Title IX, passed on this date in 1972. Title IX was part of the Education Amendments of 1972, but the full effect of it wasn't felt for about 6 years because high schools and colleges had until 1978 to comply. According to data from the National Federation of State High School Associations, in 1971, the year before Title IX's passed, fewer than 300,000 girls participated in high school sports in the U.S. After it went into effect, that number rose by 178% to more than 800,000 in the first year of Title IX. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Overtime drama on the ice.
Here comes Cadre shooting.
It's in.
And it's in, or is it?
It took a few seconds to confirm, but Colorado did win. The call on Rogers Sportsnet, the Avalanche beat the Lightning in Tampa 3-2 to go up 3-1 in the NHL Stanley Cup Final. The Avalanche could win the championship in Game 5 tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.